You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. I'm Zach Riddle. I'm here with Laura Heck. We are coming at you today with a listener question all the way from Brazil. I'm excited about it. Just the idea of being in another place sounds amazing. Talking a little bit about how to manage your relationship with anger inside your relationship with your partner. As always, it's a cool conversation. Stick around.
I think we're going to go on vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Well, my husband came to me and he said, babe, I got this deal all worked out. I was like, oh boy, I can't wait to hear it. What do you have for me? We're going to go back to Casa de Campo, which is in the Dominican Republic. It's this very...
Are you allowed?
I don't know. I don't know anything. He just came to me. This is actually a really great example of how Laura Heck is evolving as a human being. Comes to me 30 minutes ago. He said, babe, I got this all worked out. We have a villa for 10 people, and it's only $600 a night. Mind you, this is not what Casa de Campo normally charges. This is sort of like an affiliate deal that he's worked out. And so $600 a night for this villa, and you get, I don't know how to call it, like you get an assistant, someone who like is there to cook you, butler. So someone who cleans and someone who cooks. And and you know what my response was?
Okay. Yes.
Yes. My response was yes. I was like, rad. This sounds amazing. So great.
Yeah.
I didn't ask for details. I just like, we got to fill this house up. It's going to be a party. Let's do it. And the details are going to come, but I was so proud of myself. So do
you know where you guys should go instead?
Who?
You should go to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Yeah. Is there a soccer game going on down there or what?
No, but apparently we have a fan club down there.
No, do we really?
Yeah, we really do.
Oh, all right. Well, what's up, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil? I imagine everyone in Brazil being incredibly sexy. I'm just saying.
I had a Brazilian lady once come into my practice. She was married to a guy. Oh, were they married? I don't remember if they were married. You know who I'm talking about. No, for real. Like you actually know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I know. I know. I'm trying to get over the fact that I have some knowledge into your clientele.
It was just a referral. That's all. Hey, can I provide an update real quick? Because you were really sweet. And so was Jason, actually, to follow up about how Rebecca and I blew it up last week. And I actually got a couple of emails from clients.
Wow.
Or from listeners who were like, is everything okay? And and I just think that's really, really sweet. And everything is okay. The question that I got though that I often want to speak to is it resolved? And the answer to that question is no, it's not resolved. It's a perpetual issue for the two of us, and so it comes up with some degree of regularity. And sometimes it's more painful than others. And this last time happened to be pretty painful. But what I would say is that it's repaired, at least as well as it's going to be for now. Because you know me, like my big thing is repair is more important than resolve anyway.
Yeah.
So the two of us had a good long talk on Saturday, and we kind of compared notes and went through our sort of posture and point of view. And as cliche as this sounds, we sort of came to agree to disagree kind of moment, but also understood that it was important for us to get back on the saddle and kind of keep doing it. So not that I wanted to like tell you all about my life, but I did want to acknowledge that people ask me about it. And it was nice. It was nice to have that happen. So,
that people care about you. And
so if you care, Now you know. And
what I love is that they were reaching out to your personal email. So, this cracked me up. Did you get the email that Jason sent? So in case you're wondering, Jason is our producer. So he listens to all of the coughs into the mic and edits them out and then like calls me and says, Laura, your sound quality is crap. Choose me out about that. Anyway, Jason sends me an email and it's a screenshot. And he said, I thought you would like to know that this month your husband has been searched, what, like 19 times? And the phrase that's been searched on the internet, on the Google machine is Laura Heck's husband. And I'm like perplexed why people are curious who, and actually I said this to my girlfriend and she said, it's because you talk him up. You have said that he is way more evolved and basically they're just like slotting in. They're like, well, how can I get in line? How can I get in line? Exactly. When this blows up, I want to be first in line.
Next time Laura falls off a bike.
I'll come in with two working arms and show him what's up. Grass is greener on the side. Anyway, I thought that was really funny. And in case you are wondering, he is a very, very handsome man.
He's not just a good dude,
but he's very handsome.
It is true. I think he is handsome.
Oh.
Almost as handsome as my eye doctor, as my hand doctor.
Oh, almost? Oh, and I have my sling off. In case you're wondering, Zach is wiggling his fingers in full motion, making the come hither motion with all his fingers.
Yeah, right on.
Come hither.
Hey, I watched a movie last night that I think everybody should watch.
Hocus Pocus? Elf?
No. Although Mary could not be more excited about Adam Sandler's new Halloween movie. There's that.
Oh, I'm glad he's back out there.
No, it's called My Octopus Teacher. It's a documentary about this guy who spends almost a year with a octopus, like getting to know this octopus and like reflecting on how magnificent the creature is and how the underwater scene works. It's really, really, really fascinating, in part because of just how sincere this guy is in his like admiration and love for this octopus. And I was rapt the entire time. So if you're looking for something to kill, especially some time to kill, especially in a sort of benign way, this is a really good one.
Interesting. This is a side note.
It will calm you down if you have anger management problems.
Oh, I see you trying to transition. That was good.
Yeah.
I have something else that you just jogged my memory of this documentary. So what is it? Like My Octopus Teacher?
My Octopus Teacher. Yeah.
There is a book and it's called What Shamu Taught Me About Happy Marriage, about a happy marriage. And I think it's a pretty interesting, book in case anybody's looking for a read that might be like outside of the norm of just like the traditional self-help books. And, I don't have a lot to say cause I haven't read it yet, but I have heard it is phenomenal.
I want to tell you about this really great book
that I haven't read. You know, Zach and I are fans of getting support, especially during abnormally stressful times like these, and that is why we have partnered with BetterHelp to put you in contact with licensed professional counselors in your area. Tap into the world's largest network of licensed, accredited, and experienced counselors who can help you with a range of issues, including depression, anxiety, relationships, trauma, grief, and more. With BetterHelp's counselors, you get the same professionalism and quality that you would expect from an in-office counselor with the ability to communicate when and how you want. The matching process is quick but thorough, and you have the ability to communicate with your therapist how you like it, messaging, over the phone, or video conferencing. I know in-person therapy sessions aren't feasible right now, but don't let that stop you from getting the support that you need. The cost is less than half of what Zach and I charge, which is kind of unheard of. So when you register with BetterHelp, you're supporting Marriage Therapy Radio so that we can keep doing what we love to do. Go to trybetterhelp.com/MTR to register and receive a special discount on your first month with BetterHelp. Okay, so we have a listener question that got sent in. Do you have the listener question up or do I need to pull it up?
You need to pull it up.
Okay, I need to do that because FYI, Zach doesn't even know, he doesn't get the emails that I get. You send them to us and I do the reading of the emails and then I never respond and that's how things go. Okay, so this is the email that we have from our lovely gal. It's a fan club of two, by the way, as I'm reading this email. She says, my friend recommended the podcast.
My one friend.
That's exactly. No. One friend of mine recommended it. And we are kind of your fan club here in Rio de Janeiro. That was awful. Okay, so here's basically what she says.
That's the place with the big Jesus, right?
Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, with the giant Jesus statue.
The giant Jesus?
Yeah, he's like this.
Yeah, no, I totally, you're standing up. Thank you. That was a great, great shot of your midsection. Yeah. I was going to say cross shot, and then I decided not to. And then I did. Okay, here's what's going on with anger management. She notices that it comes out mostly with people that she loves the most, which
absolutely,
right? Like if the relationship means the most, that's going to get you fired up in all sorts of ways. She notices that her anger was present in her childhood days and that it's been basically the go-to emotion in her family, most on her dad's side.
Sure.
So what she's looking for is, what are some ways that she can solve this anger management issue? And also, are there any ways that partner might be able to support her or maybe even understand what's going on for her a little bit better? I'm literally going to pass this off to you because she's writing because you said something smart in a past episode where you were talking about anger management. And yeah, so
I'm going to
it up for you.
So here's this idea that, like, it seems to only come out with people that I'm closest to. Well, of course. I don't know if I've ever said this out loud before, but I always say, when you enter into a long-term committed relationship with someone, you get these two privileges. And one of them is to ask them to, you know, have sexual intimacy whenever you want, like, or that's just part of the privilege that you get. And the other one is that you get to argue with them. You get to, like, show them kind of your worst self. And the reality is, if you did that at your job, if you walked around asking everybody for sex all the time, or if you showed them your worst self all the time, you'd get fired. Like, you wouldn't be able to keep your job. So it really is a privilege of an intimate relationship, because both of those things are intimate, right? Yeah. Sharing a bed with someone is intimate. Also, arguing with someone is intimate. And I think the thing that gets missed, especially with argument, is that the end of argument, in order for it to be truly intimate, is repair, right? It's the conversation that Rebecca and I had on Saturday, where we sat down and we hashed it out and we were vulnerable, and then we stood up and we hugged for a while. And so I think what we need to do is make room for anger or argument or disagreement or, you know, frustration or sadness, as long as we complete the cycle. Right. So she may have a fiery personality. I mean, we know that Latin Americans are, you know, more prone to, is it Latin Americans, South Americans, whatever. They're sort of more prone to expression and escalation. More so than Swedes or Canadians. And
oh, totally.
And so we need to make room for that to be okay. Add that she has a family of origin story that includes anger.
And it's a learned pattern for her.
So there needs to be room for that to be okay, but it needs to also be like evolved so that it can come full circle. So I'm very comfortable with anger. I'm angry all the time. It's like that scene in The Avengers or whatever, where, oh gosh, you probably don't even know what I'm talking about, but Hulk, Bruce Banner, probably he figures out finally how to control the Hulk, and he's like, what's your secret? How do you not get angry? He goes, no, my secret is I'm angry all the time, you know? And so he just learns how to channel it into the big green monster once he captures it, right?
Yeah.
But I am too. Like, I'm angry almost 100% of the time, and I've learned that I just have to learn how to pay attention to that and how to channel it in the right way. Because sometimes I'm angry about, you know, politics, and sometimes I'm angry about the way my kids behave, and sometimes I'm angry about my health, and sometimes I'm angry about, you know, the guy on the cut me off on the highway. All of those things deserve different kinds of expressions, you know? Because I can be alone in my car and curse, you know, six ways a Sunday.
Right.
And there's no consequences. But if I go, you know, home and my kid doesn't eat their dessert and I curse six ways a Sunday, well, that's not helpful. You know, that's actually quite harmful. So
can I share, I'm just going to cut off just for a second.
Totally. Yeah.
number one, I've been dying to mention this couple on the podcast because they both listen and they both are just like literally waiting for me to talk about them. So I'm gonna share this story. So they said to me yesterday, I always ask, you know, where sessions begin, I say, hey, so let's celebrate something. And what they wanted to celebrate was a repair moment. And I was like, cool, let's hear it. They're like, well, actually, we were listening to Zach on the podcast and he had something really smart to say. And immediately I'm like a little deflated. Like, all right, what did Zach have to say that was so great that you're bringing it up in my session? Anyway, and basically what it was is, wife is starting to spiral and husband notices spiral. And he says, hey, I just want to let you know, like, I register that you are hurting right now, but you don't get to project your like anger onto me. You don't get to be mean, basically. Mm. And he said, but you know what? I will be here for you. I will take care of you. I will comfort you. But they said that was a massive game changer in being able to acknowledge that, like, acknowledge that her emotion was just fine. Like, it is a-okay for you to be angry and for you to be frustrated and for you to be scared and all of these feelings that she was expressing, but it's not okay for you to project those onto me and to be mean. And so he set a boundary, and her response to that was, holy moly, come hold me. Like, she felt amazing having him establish that boundary, but also to acknowledge, I'm here for you. I'm not going anywhere. You're not scaring me, but you do need to, you know, either like control your anger or express it in a way that is not projected onto me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just like, wow, wow, wow. That's amazing. Zach, that was like free advice from Zach. I'm so glad you got so much out of that.
Mm. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that story. That's exactly it, right? Is to establish the boundary around anger. Like, if we take this concept, this boundary concept, back into this email, this lady wants to figure out, like, how can she solve this? And how can she like mature this? And I'm gonna say, you can't solve it.
Yes, absolutely. True.
You can't solve it. You are angry.
Yeah.
You are gonna be angry. Things are gonna trigger you, and you're going to want to act out. And what you can do is repair. You can stay in a state of repair. And most repair is really, really tiny. Really, really tiny repair that happens over and over again throughout the course of the day. Some of repairs are very, very big, like the talk that Rebecca and I had on Saturday.
Right, right.
But most of them are really, really tiny. So the key, I think, is to get as much information about your anger as you can. Get it from your partner, get it with your partner, give it to your partner, and learn how to make the tiny repairs so that when you begin to feel insecure, and it sounds like there's something about social situations or, you know, being with his friends, like when you start to enter into these environments, set yourself up for success, you know, ask him for what you need. I just need a wink and a nod every few minutes, or I just need you to protect me from that other mean friend that is going to say something snarky about my dress, or I just need you to hold my hand or you know, whatever it is that you need in order to sort of mitigate the thing that's gonna be there no matter what, which is the anger, right?
I love that you made it okay for anger to be present and that it's not a problem that needs to be solved. It's kind of like saying it's one of the colors of the rainbow of emotions that we have. And for whatever reason, like culturally, especially as women, we have learned that anger is not okay. We can't be angry. And a lot of the way that our partner reflects that it's not okay is that they get really pissed off when we get angry. And so we learn through that validation that like anger is not okay. But guess what? It's totally okay. It's one of the beautiful colors of the rainbow that we experience. And I think step one, you said, like, get really curious, get comfortable with it, and understand a little bit more about your anger. And I think if you can take a little bit more self-reflection to maybe understand a bit about that, that's a great place to start.
Totally.
I would get really curious about how he reacts to anger, like what his response is. And the people in the family or other people, like, I'm not good with anger. I didn't see a lot of anger growing up. It's not something that I'm super comfortable with. I don't show a ton of anger. And so I get really uncomfortable and I shut down with anger. And if my partner was a very angry person, let me reverse that. If I was a very angry person, I would get really curious about my partner. Like, what happens to you when I get angry? Well,
if you're angry and emotionally intelligent, like,
okay, yeah.
Which you are, but like, because you, that's even what came out of you. As soon as you said that, I was like, wait, I'm angry and I should get part, I should ask Rebecca what that's like for her. And I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Like, I just want to be angry.
I just want to be
maybe
angry.
Not in a moment of anger, but.
And you know
just
me, I can hold on to some anger, like 8 years worth of anger. I can definitely like, I'm good at it.
You're good at anger?
Yeah.
That's good. I have a, well, I won't tell you who this is, but the story is a couple that established healthy boundaries around anger. And the boundary was when you start to lose your shit and you get angry, you go into another room and you yell and you scream and you do the things that you do, but it is not, it is the room that you do it in. I'm not present. And I know that it's not directed at me because before it was directed at the partner. And now the permission, the agreed upon sort of rules of engagement are, you can be angry. That's totally fine. So go in the other room and knock it out of your system. And then when you're done being angry at something, then you can come back and we can re-engage. And I was like, that is freaking brilliant. Cause I love the permission granting of like, own your emotion. I get it that you have it. You need to finish the cycle. So go finish the cycle somewhere else. I don't have to be present for that.
Yeah. You know, that reminds me too of, I have this couple and sort of same kind of thing. I have this couple who, he's really angry and specifically he does the road rage thing. And she has decided she has a zero tolerance policy around that.
Totally.
And they're getting ready to go on a road trip. And so I was like, well, there's a couple of things that you could do. One is like, you could drive. She could drive. Why don't you just let her drive? You know?
Yeah.
And then we do think. The other one is thinking back to this listener who wants to like practical ideas. I suggested even this. I was like, why don't you do this where he gets 3 outbursts and they can't last longer than 60 seconds. So if he gets cut off on the highway, he gets three different times. And she,
I'm imagining 60 seconds worth of outbursts, like, oh, that's for 60 seconds. That's a long time.
Well, what I said to her was, and I said, so what you, the role you get to play is, are you sure you want to use it here? Are you sure you want to use one of your outbursts right now? Is this what you want?
Gosh.
So she
this
joins
such
the
a
strategy, right?
Tactic. Yeah.
Or she also gets to be like, yeah, heck yeah, jerk. I can't believe it. And so she gets to play along instead of like be overwhelmed and scared of the outburst, which has no limit and has no boundaries. So, you know, in terms of even just like, what are the practical strategies? There are lots. There are tons. There are tons and tons and tons. The actual crafting of that strategy, though, is the tiny repair in advance of the event or the outburst, you know? So I don't know.
This reminds me of when you were saying like,
or just
she
watch
has...
my octopus teacher.
When you were saying, cause I find that a natural reaction for some people, and we could use anger as an example, we could use just downright, hysterical crying, just really overwhelmed with emotion, is that one of the tactics that I see people fall into, and I probably am guilty of this, is the moment one person becomes emotional, has heightened emotion, the other partner is trying to counterbalance it by staying incredibly logical. And it just almost infuriates the system even more because it's like, join in. Like, did you not see that guy cut me off? Are you kidding me right now? And so, you know, the person in the passenger seat is thinking, oh man, I'm not going to engage in this anger. This is just going to blow up. So I'm going to be cool as a cucumber. And it just polarizes them further. So I like the suggestion of join in, like support your partner.
Play along.
Be like, what the heck? That was awful. What? Yeah. That was, I like, kind of like that idea. Next time my son comes home and he's like throwing a tantrum, I am going to join in that tantrum so hard that it's going to stop him in his tracks. I guarantee it. He's going to look at me and be like, what is wrong with you?
I've done that too. And it's a good strategy when they're 5, but it's a bad strategy when they're 15 and
And I think so. Yeah. And you're like, as if this is up. They don't say that anymore, no. But no. All right. Just checking. Hey, I don't know if we answered or helped our fan club, a president of our fan club in Brazil.
But if we did, and if you want to fly us down all expense paid trip to Rio de Janeiro after we're allowed to travel again, we will come.
We'll accept that invitation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, Zach, let's land this plane.
Okay.
What do you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Later.
Hey, thanks so much for all of your time and your attention, making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.